welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive.
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
I'm not sure what's up with the mic.
You're working with your mic. It's like angled down. It's at your
lower
area, your region down here.
Okay.
I don't know. Can I say breasts? I just said them.
There you go. Am I hooked
it's like
up
you're
yet?
Talk like, hello. What's
I know. I wasn't sure
there?
What
hello.
Was going on with that.
Just making sure you're all right.
Yeah, that's okay. It. I'm really good. How are you today, Mr. B?
I'm all right. Hanging out, watching the window washers do their thing. Those guys scare me. Like, I know they can see in here, and you kind of, like, look at them, and, like, are they really paying attention to what they're doing? Yeah. Because they're, like, you know, 30 floors
up.
Yeah,
so okay, don't do anything crazy with them.
No. I'm intimidated, and in fact, you know, I think it's a wonderful job.
Are you scared? Are you scared for them?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
I
waiting
can tell.
To just see, like, a bucket come.
We're not holding that thought.
Just a bucket. I didn't say.
No, we don't want a bucket. We don't want anything like going on. Having worked in New York City, I totally get what it's like to be looking out the window with the window guys.
They're on those big, huge. These guys are actually just on a regular single wooden chair with ropes. They're singles. It's not a big, huge contraption.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking. I'm glad
it's tossing themselves.
I'm glad
from
my guest is looking at the window. That's what she's
great.
Facing.
I like
my
it.
Guest, Sue Neufeld Ellis, is here with us today, and I want to welcome everyone to the show and thank you so much for your support. Yep, we have got a powerful week of programming. I received several emails from folks mentioning that. Not only that, I've had a couple people grab me actually out in the Whole Foods and mention some of the things we're doing on the show. And today's show is one of those shows. I mean, when you think it can't get any better, it does. And so I looked at what was on the agenda for today and tomorrow, and I thought to myself, aren't we truly blessed? Aren't we in the slide and glide of life, like my friend Jane Power says, that's her phrase, the slide and glide of life. When I get to come in here and, of course, connect with my main man, Mr. B, and then have a guest like my guest today, Sue Neufeld Ellis, who is absolutely blowing the doors off of what we traditionally know as counseling, as work in the field of healing. And we had a conversation with Sue several months back. And so this has been sort of, you know, creating that juicy, delicious concoction that we now get ready to feast on. And Sue's here with us today. I want to just give you a little bit of information so you know. She is the creator and founder of Quantum Healing. And she has, through her life's work, helped thousands and thousands of people come to a place of peace, understand they're magnificent. She's practiced as a psychotherapist and counselor, healer and nurse for over 25 years, not to mention some of the incredible work she's doing in leading edge approaches to helping people, given the world of high technology we have, given the world of how connected everyone is everywhere on about everything. And we're here today to kick off a fabulous series that you've heard me mention, which we're calling The Opening. Sue, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's so great to be here. I'm so excited. We're just going to have a great time.
Well, we've been talking about creating the series that we're calling The Opening for a while.
Yes, we have.
And I just touched on some of the work that you're done. But it doesn't take off the veneer of what you're about and what you're doing. I would love for you to share a little bit about your story, your journey, and what brought you here to the show.
Well, it's been a really long journey, and the thing that is so fabulous about it, it's come through my own healing process. And as I did my own healing and got more and more connected to myself and spirit, as I found things that helped me along the way to remove obstacles, to get clearer, to be happier, then I would go and get trained in them for other people. So it's just been a wonderful process of growing and evolving and sharing with others what I have learned along the way. And one of the main things is to let go of anything that keeps us from a really extraordinary life. And that means removing blocks and obstacles and healing traumas and wounds, but also being really focused on manifesting what we want. And that's why I just feel so excited about the DVD, The Secret, that's out. And Larry King did a two-part series on it. It was on Oprah last week, I hear. I wasn't able to see it.
Yeah, and actually it's supposed to be on Oprah again Friday. She's gotten so many responses.
See, and I think that's just fabulous. And I think the information in there is great. The one thing I felt about it that was a little lacking was that to get from sometimes from place A to B, people do need more support and assistance because we have to be reminded. We have been so hardwired through our lifetimes, you know, on a neurological level. We're talking about neural pathways in our brain, in our nervous system, in our bodies, that are hardwired from a lot of patterns over the years. And so I totally agree with everything that's said there, but we have to keep having repetition. It has to be constant.
Yes.
And we all get lazy. We all come up against blocks. So I guess just the one thing I'd like to emphasize, which they did mention in there, but just briefly, was that we have to be consistent. We have to keep that vision and constantly be vigilant about what we're thinking, what we're visioning, but have fun with it and not make it a job. If it's a job, we're going to have blocks against it. And so, I think we need support. Sometimes we just can't do it alone. A lot of people have grown up in our culture alone, and so we need support and assistance in any way that we can get it that's healthy and supportive. So, you know, I guess I would just like to start by saying that I think we can have it all. And it's a process. It's a process, and I really think that the hard wiring, we need to know it's a neurological issue as well.
And that we can reprogram this.
Yes. You know, it's so interesting. You know, I work with a lot of people in the IT.
I know.
A lot of people in the IT business, as we are in the center of the hub of the universe of the IT world.
Yes, yes.
And I just feel so blessed to be able to work with some of the most creative, brilliant people in the entire world that is totally creating the internet in every moment. And they're so funny. They come in to see me sometimes with their laptops and their PDAs and their this and that. And here I am, the dinosaur, you know, with my handwritten notes. And, you know, they give me a hard time. And what I say to them, go, you can give me a hard time as much as you want, but you know what? I work with the most brilliant computer in the world, and that's you. And so it is about reprogramming. It's about taking out the old software, putting in the new software, and making sure that the hard drive is cleaned up.
Exactly. And what I loved about what you've just said is something that many of us feel in terms of the movie The Secret. And at the same time, it is a breakthrough movie.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And I don't know that Rhonda, the creator of the movie, I don't know that her intention was to give everyone everything. And like all processes, and you know this in the work
yes.
that you do, you have got to start somewhere.
Oh.
I mean, we kind of take it for granted here, I think. You and I are blessed. We live in a magnificent place.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that are listening in the Tampa, over there in Tampa, you too are blessed. You have some of the top metaphysical people in the country. And we are blessed that we are connected in this way. So when we hear, quote, law of attraction, you know, I've interviewed Jack and Joe and Jim, she would kill me if you already called them Jim, James Ray, you know, Jack, Joe, and Jim. And we do that because of exactly what you said.
Right.
And you're here because of what you've said. We've got to provide people with this kind of information,
yes.
this kind of program every day. They can choose to tune in or they could choose not to.
Exactly.
But if we keep doing what we're doing, mm-hmm. people will take what they've heard in the secret, which gives them the hope. Right?
Oh, totally. And the thing is with The Secret that's great, too, is it's totally about hope, and it's totally about that you can do it. And, you know, this information, as I said, in The Secret has been amongst just a few folks. And now, because of the vibrational frequency that's raised on the planet and the decreased magnetism, which, of course, the expert in that tomorrow is to tune into is Greg Braden, who we run in the same circles. And I was saying to, you know, I want to give an example that I was saying to Dr. Pat when I knew I was going to be on the show. I emailed Greg. We run in some of the same circles. And I, you know, I was emailing him about the show. I was going to be on the show. And then it was so amazing that the next day following this show, he's on. And, you know, those things don't happen by mistake, that we are all connected in that way. And so as, you know, as it is, and I'm sure Greg can speak to this more tomorrow, but as the vibrational frequency of the earth has increased and the magnetics have decreased, it allows us to process now so much faster. And this is also, and Greg can speak to this as well better than I, but this is also the November 23rd was the first day, was the first day of the fifth day of the Mayan calendar. And as we know, a lot of us are learning, the Mayan calendar is ending supposedly around 2012, although there's a little discrepancy about the dates. But anyway, that's this beginning of the fifth day, that started November 23rd lasts for a year until November 19th.
Yes.
And according to that information, this year, the energies on the planet, if we set our intentions, it can be the most powerful
right.
and manifestation and awakening on this planet. And so we're living in such an exciting time.
It's awesome. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the opening and more about what you've just said. Not only is it the Mayan calendar, but you have got Jupiter and Sagittarius. Fasten your seatbelts. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Do you want to discover what ignites your heart and sparks your soul? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show in February when Deborah Tracci, Life and Transition Coach, talks with the listeners who won the coaching contest about their results from the Heart Ignited coaching process. To learn more about this process, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. That's heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100.
The Caring for Your Soul and Matters of Money workshop by Karen Ramsey at the East West Bookshop will change your relationship to money. This life-changing workshop will help you identify your personal money baggage and then learn how to defy it. Find out what's really behind your money decisions and allow yourself to be finally free from your old money messages. Every decision you make is influenced by your money baggage. So register now and get ready to start caring for your soul and matters of money February 18th at the East West Bookshop. Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so jazzed about today. Sue Neufeld Ellis and I got together months ago, and we connected at a very soul level. And in the process, she has been creating and developing things that are in line with her dreams, as we have. You know, we've launched a new website, and we actually moved it to a new server. So if you see something funky showing up here and there, be patient. We're going to fix it. But we had to move to a new server because you all are listening to so many shows that we are just like bringing down the house with that. And that's the explosive nature of how we're all connecting. And I've said to you that forget the copyright stuff on the website. When it comes to downloading shows like this one today, which will be up by tomorrow, then what you can do is download it, send it to your friends, convert it to a smaller file. I don't care. Get the message out there, because that's what we're about. Sue Neufeld Ellis, my guest today, and will be part of a series we're doing called The Opening. She has fabulous CDs that she's just created. We're going to talk about them. There are workshops coming up. This is an amazing time. Now, The Opening, Sue. The Opening. What a fabulous title. It's such an image. But The Opening is important for people to understand, because the question comes up, the opening to what?
Exactly. The opening to creating the extraordinary life that you want, and I'm going to add deserve. And deserve is such an important word, and we're going to talk about that as we continue on. You know, this planet is set up with duality. It was set up with dark and light, good and bad, black and white, sad and happy. And I believe we're really all God, experiencing God here, and that this school, this world is a schoolroom. And so these energies, the light and the dark, they're just different densities of light, of vibrational frequency. And the truth is, as we know in quantum physics, is that everything is energy. So light and dark are just different vibrational frequencies. They're different sides of the same coin. And so what happens is we create all different types of experiences. And what I experience one thing, what someone else experiences another, and we all can learn from each other. There's a hymn that says, "Your joy is the other side of your sorrow." And I think that that's a really interesting statement, because for some of us, we've had to learn from the pain and sorrow and negative experiences in our world. But I think if we look at it, you know, the word intimacy is a very interesting word, because people, usually when they come into my office, when they say intimacy, they're talking about sex, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what most people are talking about.
Exactly. And that's cool. But sex is just a slice of the intimacy pie. Intimacy, there's two definitions of intimacy that I like the most. One is working through conflict successfully. And that's what I'm relating to in what we just said, because it's like if we go through the pain and the sorrow and those experiences, joy is the result. We get more in touch with our joy. And so working through conflict successfully is in any person, whether it's a husband and wife, a boss and an employee, a student and a teacher, if they can really work through that conflict with respect, they will come out much closer on the other side. And so I think being able to deal with our dark sides and integrate them with the things that we like and what we consider our light sides is a way to come into an extraordinary life.
Well, it's the dilemma that we see from day to day when we are faced right head on. And it could be the smallest and the largest. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's all about gravity. It doesn't matter how large or how small the incident is. If it gets into our consciousness, if it gets into our emotional layers, then what that means for us is we either have a bad day or a good day.
Exactly.
In a lot of cases. But we actually can control that, and that's what you're talking about.
It is. And so the opening, the tagline to that is the opening, releasing the past to step into the present moment and create the future. And so we can have it all. We just have to stay focused and do the work. So we have to release things like traumas, hurts, anxiety, unresolved grief, and fears. But at the same time, I know in the work that I do with people, while we're doing that, and now on the planet, there's some very wonderful technology, emotional, psychological, energetic technology, that we can move through these things faster than ever. So what we do simultaneously is we do not wallow in the past. What we do is we face it, we feel the feelings, we identify what's even more important for manifesting, not only the conscious negative underlying beliefs, but the subconscious and the unconscious. And with some of the technology today, we can do that. And then as we identify all of those things, we make a different choice. So we release them, but at the same time, we are writing positive affirmations, we're saying positive affirmations, and we're visioning. And what we know neurologically, it's not only important to think the positive thoughts, it's important to say them and to write them. Because by saying them and writing them, they are changing, literally changing your neurological pathways of the past, and you're creating them toward what you're trying to manifest.
Well, what you're saying is so important, and I really want to address this, because I think we've gone through phases here in terms of our metaphysical evolution, so to speak. And you know, I come from a place of what I guess Benny would call the old school. And around that, there was this thought, Sue, that people had to spend 30 days in a monastery, be in silence for weeks. You know, there was this idea that in order to be truly enlightened, there were things that you had to do that went far beyond what we've learned and are talking about today. If you are listening to the show and you carve out 10 minutes out of your day to read something, and it's something, what I'm calling something that really talks to this idea of the law of attraction or to the divine matrix or whatever that is, if you were to read it and then simply rewrite it on a pad, you are changing your programming.
You are. That's exactly what you're doing. And then if you add to that, at some point, maybe not in the 10 minutes, but maybe in another 10 minutes, drawing it, accessing that other side of your brain and draw it. And what I often suggest people do is like take a piece of paper and have fun and use whatever medium works for you, Crayolas, Crayons, paint, pens, whatever, and then let yourself paint or write your vision, and then actually tape it up at the end of your bed so that you go to sleep on it and you wake up to it. And so you're totally imprinting your day with what your vision is, as well as sitting down, reading, and writing. And that can be done really in very little time. But what's so important is that consistency. If you do, they say it, the literature says it takes about 21 to 40 days to change a habit. And that's if you do nothing else at all, if you were just to do that. So if you were just to do those things, take a little time. It's more important you take a little time and do it consistently than taking a lot of time and doing it inconsistently. And I totally agree with what you're saying about the old energies. I mean, it's great to take off and be in a monastery for 30 days. And, you know, that really worked. And, I mean, it's still great to go. I'm going on a silent retreat for 3 days this weekend. And that's great to have that downtime. But But the thing is that with these energies and the technology and where we are today, we can do things very rapidly.
Exactly. And I agree with you. I go off as you do, and I know you've gone all over the world, really.
Yeah. I've been blessed.
Exactly. And I like to go off. I generally like to go hang out in the desert, you know, without very much at all. But that doesn't have to be every day. You know, that for me, given the schedules that you and I have and, you know, how much we do in any one given day, it's really our gift to ourselves. And everyone out there deserves to gift themselves.
They do. And I think that word deserve and receive are words and concepts that we haven't as a group have not spent a lot of time with. And, you know, one example of that is, I'll give you an example. A client came to me and she she said, oh, her husband had been giving her compliments. People were complimenting her, but she just didn't feel good. And what I got energetically was that she was so shut off and armored in her energy system, in her emotional body, in her physical body, that she couldn't accept compliments. She couldn't take it in. And so I think we need to spend time, at least in consciousness, if not in other ways, learning how to receive. We've been a culture of go, 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 do, 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 give, give, give. And that's great, except for we are really not very good at receiving. And we deserve. We
Absolutely.
Really do deserve. And when we do, we come from a place of fullness and wholeness, and then we truly can give from that place.
Absolutely. I wonder how many folks out there gave themselves a Valentine's Day card yesterday. And if you haven't, it is not too late. How often do you give yourself a card? Do you actually go and find a card that really talks to you and write it out and gift it to yourself and then read that? Read it with all of the joy, all of the pleasure that you would have if you'd have given it to another person. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Sue Neufeld Ellis, and we're going to be talking about her brand new CD. You're going to get a sense of what it is and some of the upcoming things that we're going to be involved in. We're continuing our conversation about the opening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn more about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
The Caring for Your Soul and Matters of Money workshop by Karen Ramsey at the East West Bookshop will change your relationship to money. This life-changing workshop will help you identify your personal money baggage and then learn how to defy it. Find out what's really behind your money decisions and allow yourself to be finally free from your old money messages. Every decision you make is influenced by your money baggage. So register now and get ready to start caring for your soul and matters of money February 18th at the East West Bookshop.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest today is Sue Neufeld Ellis. She is here today, a licensed mental health counselor, and she specializes in many, many things. But most importantly, she is an educator, she is a teacher, she is an inspiration. We're here today with her to talk about her vision, her life's work, and to introduce you to a series we're doing called The Opening. And today's show is to sort of give a framework for what we'll be talking about in subsequent weeks. And more importantly, to invite everyone out there to really tap into the dream, to the vision that you have for your own lives. And Sue, thank you so much for joining the show today. I know we've got lots to talk about. Today is our overview show, and we're going to really be breaking it down. Now, you know, you have been doing some phenomenal work. You have done work beyond your counseling service. You are, as a matter of fact, you're world known for the work that you do, but you've had a special project. You've been preparing a CD that is so unique and so different that is true about breakthrough work, and I would love for you to share a little bit about it.
Yeah, I would love to. It's just so amazing how, again, when you do your clearing work, you leave the space everywhere for manifesting and creating your dream, as well as for stuff coming in that is part of your dream, part of what your life purpose is. And one of the things that I know in my own healing process, meditation, visualization, relaxation, those three things together are very powerful. And those are three of the things that have been integrated in the CD. And what the CD does is it allows you to relax very quickly. Stephen Halperin, who is called the father of sound medicine music, he's been around since the 70s, and he has done research on vibrational frequency of music. And some of his music can literally take you very quickly, yet safely and comfortably, from the beta to the alpha to the theta brainwave state. And the theta brainwave, that's a tongue twister. The theta brainwave state is that place that people go to in meditation, and it's that really wonderful place between where you're falling asleep and you're kind of awake. And he uses what's called sonic entrainment technology. And so with the CD, my voice, which I have trained for years, being a clinical hypnotherapist and teaching meditation, so we have paired up to with his soundtrack music, and then with my voice to take people, again, very safely and quickly to that state of relaxation and meditation. So on the CD, there's 5.5 minutes at the beginning in an introduction, which orients you and teaches you very quickly how to meditate. So it's for any level of consciousness or anybody starting on the path, or also people that are far down the path as far as, you know, years of meditation. And so there's a great introduction in the beginning, and then I lead you through the progressive relaxation along with Stephen's soundtracked music. And then you're in that state, and I was downloaded with a very wonderful visualization. And this visualization is, again, to allow you to totally relax, become calm and peaceful, not only with music and sound, but with colors and nurturance. So the first 30-minute meditation on the city is called A Nurturing Place. And that's what we create for you. We create your own inner resource of nurturance that you can go to 24/7. So very quickly, if you're stressed at the end of your day, you can listen to the CD, or you'll remember it. And the more you use it over and over again, the more it is going to become part of you, in your cell, in your nervous system. And you will have your own inner resilience and your own inner resource. Then at the end of that, there's 10 minutes of silence so that you can really practice meditation in its purest form, which is going inside and connecting with your authentic self and your own stillness. And then at the end of the meditation, at the 10 minutes of silence, there's a little bell to bring you out of it, or you can stay in meditation. And how this was developed, I actually was on a beach in Thailand, and I had been on a 3-year trip around the world with my husband, Jerry, visiting 14 different countries and studying many different spiritual practices and religions throughout the world. And I'd been away for 3 years, so I was totally disconnected from my therapist self. And all of a sudden, this meditation system came in. And what I got was, you need to take this back and teach it. So I've actually been teaching this system since 1996. I've taught it in hospitals, in chemical dependency treatment centers. I've taught it at workshops and conferences. And it's been practiced on with hundreds and hundreds of people. So I've been able to watch people in a matter of minutes go from a state of anxiety or tension or stress down to feeling calm, relaxed, centered, a sense of well-being, and they can feel successful about meditating. That's been one of the biggest blocks, I think, for people, as they sit down. They don't really understand meditating. They start feeling anxious, and they go, I don't want to do that, and this isn't working. And it takes a while. If you just meditate without anything, it'll take 3 months to 6 months to start really seeing the fruits, which are increased concentration, increased focus, sense of well-being. And so with this CD, you can be successful at meditating your very first time.
And this is what is so different about this. And I've had a couple of people that I've been talking with about it. And it is extremely difficult for people that have attempted to meditate and have not. And it's almost, we're talking about programming and wiring. You know, if you have, and this is my story, if you have been down that path where you just have not been able to have it happen, and, you know, you keep trying, you're already programmed so that I've never been able to meditate. I've never been able to meditate. And so what the CD is doing is it really is a jump start. It's like flipping a switch. How can people find out more about you and more about the CD? I think it'd be great to give out your website.
Yes, my website is www.quantumhealing.us. And there is actually a special place on my website for Dr. Pat listeners to have a free download of my 25 tips for decreasing stress and taking care of yourself. So that's a free gift to you today.
Wow, that's cool. So they just go to the website?
Yes.
Let's give the website again.
It's quantumhealing.us. And there's also a special place there for Dr. Pat listeners as well, that if you click, it's a pre-production discount. You get 20% off.
Well,
the CD.
Well, what we're going to do, we'll also put a link on our homepage so that people can, you know, just click and get to whatever they want. This is really, really fabulous. You know, for you, my sense is that you are just, we talked about this explosive thing, but it sounds like you have made an agreement with spirit, whatever one believes, to now take a message out into the world. A body of work that you have been doing, yourself in your practice very successfully, and now you're taking it out into the world for everyone to benefit from. What switch flipped for you?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I think if you, again, do the clearing work and do your visioning and affirmation, you will get impressions. You will get information, and you need to follow that. So what switched for me, it was the right people coming in at the right time. It was that I had this overwhelming, I don't want to say anxiety, but feeling that particularly with this year, with the vibrational frequency and the energies on the planet being so powerful for manifestation, that to be able to take this out and have people be able to do something successfully and connect with themselves at a much deeper level and be able to clear things out. I think it's mostly a timing issue. You know, it's a timing issue. And what I think is that we want to be successful, and this system is a system where no matter what your religious belief, no matter what your spirituality, even if you don't have any in your mind, whatever that is, it's a way to connect with your authentic self. The other thing about the CD, again, we were talking about receiving and deserving. There is a lot of messages of self-nurturance and being able to let go of the things that are stopping you from loving yourself and forgiving yourself. And so it's a way to let go of that, which is going to leave more room for what you want in your life and what you deserve in your life.
Exactly, because we've got to get rid of that stuff. You know, as you were talking about this, I had an image, and I'll share it when we come back from break. But I had a fabulous image of myself really being stuck at a stuck point in my life. And just hearing about the CD brought me to a place, a visualization of what I use to get rid of that. And we'll talk about that. This is such a powerful connection that not even hearing the CD, but hearing you talk about it just now brought me to that place, which I think is pretty fascinating to begin with. I hadn't been there in a long time. Let's take a short break from the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. My guest today is Sue Neufeld Ellis. We are starting the series, The Opening. We've got lots to share with you. We'll be right back after this short break.
Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels.
Hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
The Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money workshop by Karen Ramsey at the East West Bookshop will change your relationship to money. This life-changing workshop will help you identify your personal money baggage and then learn how to defy it. Find out what's really behind your money decisions and allow yourself to be finally free from your old money messages. Every decision you make is influenced by your money baggage. So register now and get ready to start caring for your soul in matters of money February 18th at the East West Bookshop.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you are interested in a more spiritual view of the world and want to discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximize Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Sue Neufeld-Ellis, she also mentioned my guest for tomorrow, which is our buddy, Mr. Greg Braden, coming in the house. We're going to be talking about the Divine Matrix, bridging time, space, miracles, and belief. And I could use a conversation with Greg and Sue. It's like the 1-2 punch today. We get Sue first, and then we get Greg, and you ought to be good to go. Sue, as I said before, is an amazing individual. We're going to give out the phone numbers and the website again. We've had folks call in and ask for that. We'll do that. And the CD that we've just talked about is hot off the press. So all of this is so new. But in the spirit of what you talked about in the Mayan calendar and with the shift astrologically, this is the time.
This is the time. This is the time on the planet to let go of what's not serving you anymore, that's not for your highest and best good, and to let yourself create and receive and deserve what you want. I mean, if I could sum it up, that's what I'd say.
Well, let's talk about some of the events that you're getting ready to do, because I will keep letting people know about them. But the one thing that is important about my show this year is to make sure that we provide people with opportunities to do exactly what you've said, get rid of the old stuff, and get ready to receive. And all of the tools and the techniques and the fantastic work that you're doing help people do that. So let's make sure that we direct them either to a place where they can find out more about the workshops, your website, phone numbers. For people that don't have computers, we have a phone number.
Yes, and I can totally identify with that.
I know. Sue sent in all of her material handwritten.
That's right.
That's,
you know,
it.
I rebel. The website again, the website address is www.quantumhealing.us. And again, for quantum, because I know I make mistakes spelling that one, Quantum. And there is a special email address for the 25 ways to reduce stress and take care of yourself for free download for Dr. Pat listeners. And that email address is 25@quantumhealing.us. And then phone number is 425-455-4207. And myself or my assistant Juliet will be happy to get back to you.
Well, and this number is also for people that may want to work with you personally as well.
Right.
I mean, this is the way to get a hold of you.
It is.
I mean, there are people that are listening to the show that are connecting with you on a personal level and saying, oh, you know, now I've finally found someone, a counselor that I feel like I can work with. And so this number is for them to contact you as well.
Yes, it is for the CD. It is for counseling. It's for the workshops, anything.
Okay, so we've got lots of things we're just working through and giving away today. But you have a couple of workshops coming up.
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm going to be teaching a 7-week meditation and stress reduction course. It's a weekly course from 7 to 8:30 on Tuesday nights starting April 10th, and that's a 7-week weekly group and also a 1-day meditation intensive. And also there's going to be a pranic breath workshop and meditation workshop, which is a 1-day event from 10 to 6 p.m. on April 21st. And at that workshop, I'd like to talk a little bit about breath work. And we've talked a lot about meditation today. We've talked a lot about letting go, receiving, releasing. What I'd like to talk about with breath work is that it's been my experience, again, personally, I have done all of these things for years. And breath work, to me, has been one of the most powerful ways to release and energize yourself. Now, the pranic breath work is very similar to the pranayama, which is part of yoga. And when I was in India, I studied that and was trained as a teacher. So I do the beginning level kind of pranic breath work 101, but it is a 4-hour class that people are able to walk away with a breath work process. And it's not only breath work, it's also toning. Toning with wonderful tones that energize your whole acupuncture meridian system, your chakras. It brings your whole body and mind into calmness and balance. And again, it's a beginning level so that it really is very safe. And people can do, I've been doing that almost every morning since 1993. And I'm telling you, it's a way that you can unclog blocked energies. Mm-hmm. There's been times in the morning where I know I've got like a little bit of a headache, but I can tell it's just an energy stick. And I do the breath work and it has gone away. And so the breath work is a great way to release things, to energize your entire system. And it also potentially can open you up to receiving different types of information, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I think for a lot of folks, we've just about stopped breathing. You know, we hold our breath.
We do.
We really do. We don't even know that we've held our breath. We've gotten to a place where we're so tight, so tense that it's hard to even remember how to truly breathe.
Well, you know, and part of that is our run, 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 go, go, go. But also for some of us with our life experiences, we have unconsciously done body armoring. And Wilhelm Reich, who's a student of Sigmund Freud, was one of the pioneers, he and Alexander Lowen, talking about bioenergetics and body armoring. And body armoring is that if we're stressed or we're having negative emotions or we experience physical traumas, we actually freeze up. We clench our body. And what that does is that stresses our system. And so you're right. When we do that, Dr. Pat, we hold our breath.
Yeah, and you know, let's just give a practical example, because sometimes what happens is when we talk about something like this, Sue, it's as if something traumatic has to happen. But let me give you an example with someone that I ran into a couple weeks ago. The woman was petrified to even open up her checkbook to pay her bills because in her mind, she is so used to not having enough money that she could not actually sit down and even look to see how much money she had to pay any of the bills. And so in the moment that, I ran into her, and, you know, I ran into her and she just immediately shared this with me.
Wow.
Yeah. It is that level of stress, which is I consider to be kind of in the middle, that level of stress where you're worrying, 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 that also constricts us. I mean, we're not just talking about being in a car accident or losing a loved one. We're talking about the day-to-day level that we've learned to operate on right now that really needs to be released.
I totally agree with you. Probably my focus is a little bit because I deal with so much trauma with folks, so I totally hear what you're saying. It's like, why not release it everywhere, even on the subtle levels that you're talking about? I mean, I think that is so right on.
You know, because it builds up.
It does.
It builds up.
It does.
You know, the bills you don't pay today or even look at or approach they turn out to be the bills that are now accumulated. And I'm just giving one example.
That's a great example.
But this is stuff that we can take care of in a minute. That's what this show this year is dedicated to. We have decided that this year we are really dedicated and committed to listening to our listeners who want practical things. What you've created, a CD for people that have not been able to meditate, for them to really get started and jumpstart, is magnificent.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel very blessed and honored to be able to bring this stuff through. And, you know, when we're not breathing, too, I just want to say from, you know, the nurse in me always pops up here and there. That when we're not breathing, we're also not getting the vital oxygen and the nutrients to the cells and the organs. And, you know, we have so much stress-related illness now. I mean, it's just so incredible. So exactly what you're saying, if we can identify it early on, subtle levels, exactly what you're saying, if we can manage that, then we're going to have so much less physical ailments.
Exactly. Sue Neufeld Ellis, thank you so much. Let's give out your website and that phone number one more time so people can just check it all out.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's www.quantumhealing.us and the phone number 425-455-4207.
Thank you so much for joining the show today. We are really rocking and rolling.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Greg Braden in the house. We'll see you then.